It's been a
As
while.
usual, we always start our back on beauties laughing.
Yep.
And we can't help it, y'all. We can't.
Just can't help it.
We just, first of all, welcome back, Camille.
Oh, thank you. I've had a moment. I was a burn victim. I really was a burn victim for a minute. I don't know if y'all can see my décolleté. It's a little too, it's two colors, isn't it? I mean, now this has been 2 weeks, hasn't
yeah,
it?
She's just trying to show her cleavage, y'all.
I don't have trying.
Look at her. She's like, look. Look, Sports Illustrated, look.
Yeah. Actually, that's Gretchen. I don't think Sports Illustrated does plus size. Just saying. But,
yes, they do.
Oh, well,
yes,
then hello, Sports Illustrated.
There you go.
I don't have to try to show cleavage. Right. It just is. However, but you can see
can
the
you,
two-tone.
Like, put stuff in there? Does it just stay?
Well, absolutely. That is not a problem. But you
mine,
can't.
Mine goes down in the big valley, valley, valley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's smuggling water, man. Don't you let her down.
No, y'all, let me tell you what. So Camille had this treatment done where they literally take a soldering pin, it looks like.
It looks like it.
It looks like it. I mean, it's legit, but it looks like it.
It's dressed up. But.
Fibroblast? Is that
fibroblast.
Yeah,
fibroblast,
and so I watched it. I'm going to show y'all a video up here.
Oh.
They take like a little tiny grid of burn, 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 burn. And you see the smoke from
yes.
your flesh,
yes.
burnt flesh.
Yes.
Now there's a purpose.
And the smell of burning flesh. Look,
there was
there.
Like three air purifiers going on at the same time. I was like, what the hell?
The air conditioning
going
on.
What the hell is
me?
Going on here?
I mean, you're kind of, I'm laying there going, I'm committed now. Like, there ain't no getting out now.
Well, here's the
Four
deal.
4 hours.
Y'all, Camille was laying flat on her back. No woman over 50 needs to just be laying for 4 hours flat on her back.
Right. Yeah.
So the guy's name is Zeus. He's leaning over, and he's very meticulous. Like,
oh.
I was watching. Like, he is very meticulous, and he was very thorough. And
yes, it was perfect.
He, like, literally, he just took his time, and he would numb your face.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So he lathered on this, like, little numbing stuff. Okay. I was there at a referee. I was like, make sure my friend be okay with her.
Can you feel that? Can you feel that? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And so he was very, but I thought to myself, oh, my hell, this is crazy. You
it's
literally
legit.
you had burn marks.
Yes.
You had burn marks.
And you saw how puffy my face was the next day.
So, just so y'all know,
I could not
I'm going to show you pictures. She did not do above her eye. She did not do her forehead. You did
from
under,
my eye, under eyes,
under eye,
down to there.
All your face down to
my
her décolleté.
My neck's still a little red, and that was the worst. I think wherever you got creases, it just feels
well,
like
that skin's so much thinner on your neck.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was worried because here's why. In all the 100 years that I've known Camille, I've never seen that woman cold. She was cold.
Oh. Well, as I said, I was in shock. Where I'm driving home, I'm like, oh my Lord, I feel like I'm a burn victim. I'm not kidding. I was literally in trauma.
Just so you know, I offered to drive.
She did. And I said, oh no,
she's like,
I'm tough.
No,
I'm a farm girl.
I got my cheese.
I got this shit.
She did. She pulled out a bag of cheese from her purse.
My keto.
Popped her cheese and she was
ketosis snack.
Oh my gosh. No, literally, I was calling you,
you
for
are,
days.
Every
I'm
day.
Like, are you okay? Are you okay?
She's like,
the swelling, Camille.
Oh, the second
was
day.
Was like,
yeah.
You
second
couldn't
day.
Hardly open your eyes.
Mm-mm. And that was just from my under eyes. I mean, I didn't even do my eyelids. I can imagine my eyelids.
I can't imagine.
Well, what I do in May.
But,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, her skin looks fabulous.
I think it feels pretty, and it's no pain.
It's
I'm in no pain.
I mean it. Yeah. It was a week of stuff.
I think it was 6 to 7. I think 6 days in, I'm like, all right, I get it. Now I get why I did it.
So explain the premise of what this treatment did.
So the fibroblasts, it goes to a deeper level in your skin. We've done microneedling before with Dr. Karen. We love it. But
mm-hmm.
it doesn't hit the deep area where you create collagen.
Didn't burn you.
In the underdermis. So, but this really does, it is like a systematic wounding of that tissue.
Yeah.
And then it kind of creates this hole, and your body has to create those, your cells to, you know, your red and white blood cells to kind of heal it. And then it creates this collagen, and it heals it from the inside.
Zeus, your face on Instagram, you will see a video. This is the part that kind of sold me. So where every one of those little dots is,
mm-hmm.
he did a zoomed video, and you literally see your skin shrinking.
Tightening.
Shrinking, mm-hmm. shrinking. And so not only are you mm-hmm. getting the collagen, but you're getting a kind of a face
That's
lift.
Right. That's
a
right.
lift because all that skin is
tightening up.
Yeah.
Well, and my number one area is kind of like my jowls right here and mm-hmm. my neck. So I'm going to do this again. He said you'll probably need two treatments, but it's supposed to last 2 years, and it does tighten and lift. So
and the collagen.
We'll see.
Yes.
And I'll do pictures. I've got some befores.
Yes.
I've been doing them, you know, every few days. But he said 3 months is when you're really going to see if it's with the full effect of the treatment. So I got to get to May.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Only about 2 weeks, yeah.
So what happens is, y'all, those little dots will turn to scabs. How long did that take, and how long before they fell off?
I think day 4 or 5 in, I've got little scabbies, and day 8 is when the scabs are coming off.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because you were wearing makeup.
I was wearing makeup day 9.
Yeah.
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 Now, and he said, do not pick those scabs. Don't. And I didn't, like, really pick them.
But first, you know, of all, for those of you that can't see her body language, I just want you to know, she just gave me a look of permission. Like, is it okay that I'm going to lie? I'm going to sit here and lie. No, but they were on their way.
I could kind of brush them away. I got rid of them. I didn't scratch them off.
Camille, after a while, she's like, I can't take this anymore.
Well, you know, your skin starts itching when it's healing. It's like, all right, dang it. So. And I did kind of help a few stuff up because you don't want to wear makeup over those little scabbies.
But let me tell you something. I mean, ask something. How did you keep your face moisturized while, because it's burnt
yeah.
and then it's dried, it's shrunk. How did you keep that moisture?
Okay, so you're going to get a eucalyptus oil and then an aloe vera spray. So he said keep it dry. You know, you don't want it to be no lotions. But oils are probably okay. So I did use oil and I did use aloe vera. That's what I did.
And that worked.
That worked. Yeah, that worked.
Wow. I'm excited to get mine done. Only I'm going to do over the eyes, too. And you know why? I was just telling Camille. I was looking at one of the makeup videos that I did. when I take my brush and do the windshield wiper swish, swish, my skin's going with it. Swish, swish, swish.
Look at me. I do that too. I got movement too. So what? We don't care. We still love you.
Oh, good. Care. Thanks. No, I'm proud of you. Like, it looks really, your skin looks really, really
Thank
good.
You. I got a high pain tolerance, I think.
I do too.
Yeah, you do.
I think the most uncomfortable thing for you wasn't necessarily the skin. It was you laying down.
Yeah. Well, and I like next time I'd be like, I'll take a little pillow for my neck and I'll something for my knees. And you know, I just don't know. But
Yeah. I mean, it's just a regular esthetician type.
It's just a flat table.
It's not a big deal. You had a little something for your knees. I think everybody's just a little bit different. And you know, when you're 112, things don't feel very good when you lay down all day. I speak it of myself because I'm older than Camille.
She's older than me.
I am.
Right.
I'm definitely older. On a scale of, but you got a birthday coming up, and then we're going to be the same age for at least a month.
I know.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as far as
pain?
No, as far as like suggesting somebody to do it.
I do feel like if you're considering a facelift and you'd like to not be cut into and you're trying to forego that, I think it's a wise decision. Or if you can't have surgery for some reason, I do think it's a wise facial, what do you call it?
Procedure.
Yeah, hey, but it is no
zoom
joke.
Your face all in. Get all up
it
in there.
It is no
Faith,
joke.
Come on, Faith. Get in there, Camille. Okay. Like, get in there like this. Like, let people see. Oh, y'all, she's so prim and proper. I wanted to see how, like, beautiful your texture is.
I'm trying to not hit this microphone.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, I'll slide this forward, and then I will. It'll come to me. I ain't going to it. It'll come to me.
See how good she looks, y'all?
Yeah. But then you can still see the different color still.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I just did this area where my wrinkles were. But, and I do think it's a lot smoother.
Yeah, well, you know, if y'all have the road maps, you just want to leave it on you. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to show one more thing to y'all.
Oh, go ahead.
I have.
Wanda. Did he zap that?
No.
Hell no.
But I thought that's a good plan. I should next time do that. Hold on. Let me get the Band-Aid off. I got to show you.
Y'all, this is her wart. In case you don't know, it's her pet wart.
A wart. It is literally almost gone.
Camille.
What?
How the hell? Is that almost gone? It is still red in a mountain.
Head.
What are you talking about?
It is
about?
Not a mountain.
It is.
You need to shut your head.
How long have you had that on there? How long have you been working on that?
It is coming down. It is.
Y'all, Camille is in denial. We've been talking about Wanda since December. Yes.
I'm so proud. I'm thinking, is she
She is in denial.
Shut up.
Shut up yourself. And I it have, is red is and it is it is it is a full on wart. It has roots to China. It needs to be cut and burned.
No. I've had it frozen before. It comes back.
That's because
it's coming off. No, I'm not having it cut into. Again, I'm gonna do my this is a wart facial. This is a wart facial. So I have curcumin and I have turmeric. I have a cayenne pepper on it. So I'm telling you.
There's a lot of witchy stuff that Camille uses that works.
And it works.
It's not working.
Yeah, it is. You see it.
How?
Tell me.
How? How? It's still red as hell.
No, it's only red because I got stuff on
it. No,
honey.
It's not.
But look. Look how flat that is.
Ew, that is not flat. What part of that is flat? Camille.
Gretchen, it is going down. And you admit it. You admit it to me. You said, yeah, it looks better. When we are not, you're just trying to embarrass me.
I was just trying to help her feel better. Y'all, this is the same woman that thinks drag two is a real thing.
Shit.
I'm still waiting on some physician. We're actually going to go see Dr. Eric Ashby, and I'm going to ask him.
They're dragged
up. I'm going to film it, and I'm going to ask him for everybody out there that can't sleep at night wondering if Camille's full of shit or not. If drag toe syndrome is a real thing.
Oh my God.
Just so we're all clear, I've
Google
been giving
that.
Her a crap
Let's
on this.
Let's Google drag toe. Google
for
drag toe.
A good 10 years, I think.
It's probably been that long. Probably hasn't
Yeah,
been long.
And once again, no one. Just keep that Band-Aid on there, hun.
I'm telling you, it's going to be gone. You wait. Next time
when?
I show.
When, Camille?
Well, I don't know. But I'm using castor oil and the cayenne and the turmeric. So
we all know that.
It's going to work. It's working.
You know what's not working, though?
It's working, honey.
Y'all, it's Friday night. It's the end of the day.
We're tired. We look tired. Yeah.
It's the end of the day. And we film another podcast before this one. Why? Because we don't want to mess up our do.
I don't want to mess up my hair.
But you look how pretty your face looks with your hair all pulled back.
Oh, isn't that sweet? She's trying to make up now because
she
knows
really
she's
not,
in trouble.
But no, I care less. We did a series of pictures with you that one time. Remember you pulled your hair off your face?
Yeah, yeah. She did. She's like, girl. She's my photographer. She's like, hold still.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I feel
I was
like Gretchen.
Pulling things out of her.
I feel like Gretchen.
Shut up.
So you guys are like, whoa. Hold on. Hold that pose, Gretchen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you do if you're ever going to have your picture made, right?
Yeah.
And you want to know how to have that perfect, sexy pout.
Oh, do show.
You ready?
Yes.
You're going to say, purr. The purr is the key because your mouth is open, but it's not like,
It's like too open. So whisper.
Whisper.
Whisper. Is that like, see, you do it better. So I'm trying too hard, I think. Whisper.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know.
Okay, here's another thing you do. So before you have your pictures made, right? Yeah. You want to kind of relax and stretch your mouth out. So you're going to do like some wide mouth exercises that releases and relaxes your
jaw.
Your mouth. So a lot of times if you're working with a professional photographer, he'll be like, just part your lips, but give me a little expression, but not much. I mean, there's all kinds of rules. And you're like, what? Right? So if you just open your mouth really wide and then just let it relax. Okay.
Oh.
I know. I'm just full of all kinds of shit.
She's
right
good.
Now.
She's got some good insight.
Yeah. And so another thing is if it, like, you're supposed to be, like, if you're going to get caught, you know, like in the moment of an expression. So think about, like, oh, think of the vowels.
Oh.
E.
Oh.
I. Oh.
Ooh.
I just made that up.
Oh my God, girl. Well,
all right, back home beauties. We're done for the night. Camille's getting ornery. No, I'm teasing. We gotta go. Anyway, we appreciate you being here. We'll see you next time.
Pray for Wanda. Pray for Wanda.
Yeah.
Bye.
Pray for a doctor.